Welcome to the free podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Our passion is people, and the next 30 minutes is going to change the next 30 years of your life.
Let's go. I got big dreams, I'ma do big things. Yeah, you see me on the big screen, looking so clean. I don't move slow, I move fast, right past. Anybody taking life for granted, yeah, that's too bad. I'd be grateful for everything that I have. You only got this life, you don't get it back. Make the most of it, become the best that I can. Everybody look at me, I got a plan. You gotta work hard.
Welcome to another episode of the Free Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. We got Todd over here, say hey, Todd.
Hello, everybody.
I'm your host, JJ Rod. We got Oni over here. Say hey, Oni.
Shiny.
I don't even know. That sounds like a Sasquatch, not a caveman.
I think it's a little bit of both.
I am Groot.
Groot's your girlfriend. Or are you the girlfriend? Sorry, I don't mean to assume your gender.
No. You clearly do not like Jesus.
How dare you? It's 2024.
I'm sorry.
I can whip my hair back and forth if I want, bro.
Okay, so Groot's your partner. My bad.
Get it right, bro.
Then his actual significant other is going to think we're calling her Groot.
Oh, no.
She's going to be mad at us.
She's going to kill me in my sleep.
That escalated quickly. What have you really been doing today?
Yeah, I went to the ranch today.
Oh, the ranch. Ooh, that sounds cool. That sounds like a super awesome place to go.
Yeah, I got some good energy, bro. Some good energy from some good animals.
Where you smoke a peyote on the ranch.
Where you smoke a peyote?
Yeah.
You can't say that.
It was lovely. It's like a lovely connection. It's called imbuing your spirit with your inner animal. My inner animal is a horse.
I don't know what that was.
I don't want to continue this conversation.
So you were petting the horses.
Yeah, doing yoga.
No!
Yeah, man.
What is wrong with that guy?
Terrible.
Peyote probably is cool. It grows on trees. I mean, cactus. It grows. It's normal. It's natural. Cool. It's a flower.
It's a cactus.
So it's pretty. It makes you feel pretty. It makes the whole world look pretty. It probably makes ugly people look pretty. You can't say that. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not joking on ugly people. My bad.
Can we please move on?
Can we move anywhere? Albania.
Can
Australia.
We move?
Can we just move? We promote positive mental health.
What'd y'all do today?
I went to the gym. I've done so many healthy things, bro.
Oni, we have a mission.
Right. Yeah, Todd.
We gotta save the world. I hope your cape's not still in the dryer.
It is.
The world don't need saving.
My cape is still in the dryer.
The world don't need saving. Why the world needs saving?
Pirates.
Pogue pirates.
I am a Pogue.
Pogue Glendale.
I am a Pogue.
Okay, if anyone's a Pogue, Tony.
I am the senator of Poglandia.
Yes, Pogue. I want Poglandia. Poglandia is the goal.
I declare this Poglandia. I mean, if you think about it, the Pogues are really like communists.
They really are.
They contribute nothing to society. If they can't get what they need, they just steal it. They just take it from somebody else. We need a boat. Let's go steal it. We need some food. Let's go steal it.
Pogue life.
They do a lot of stealing. Pogue is like, it's synonymous with stealing. I live the life you wish you had because I stole everything from you.
It's unhealthy.
Yeah. Last episode, we talked about healthy versus unhealthy. We went into some physical stuff, a little bit about mental health. As you line up the physical with the mental, the spiritual starts to fall in with it. That's how it works. It's almost like it was created a certain way.
What?
Almost like the universe works the same, no matter what.
What?
This evening, there's been a breakthrough.
There we go. That's better. So today, we're going to talk about deficiency versus proficiency. We're going to talk about actually getting fulfillment out of relationships and how that affects you as a person. This is going to get a little deeper. So far, we've been kind of surface, skimming on top of the water. We just let you put on a snorkel and poke your face below the surface of the water. So today, we're going to dive down just a little bit. Just a little bit. Not super deep. Just like coral deep.
We're not on the kitty side of the pool anymore.
Yeah, we're not Mariana Trench deep yet. And believe me, folks, it goes Mariana Trench deep. Deficiency versus proficiency. The more fulfillment you have out of a relationship, the more proficient you will be. That means like being in a positive state. The less fulfillment you have, the more people take from you, the more deficient you will be. That's like being in a negative state. And this all kind of lines up with the secret recipe of the universe. We'll get into that later, but this is kind of a building block of that. We're giving you a building block today for the secret recipe to the universe. And that has to do with how things actually manifest in the universe. Because believe it or not, you control everything.
You have the universe at your fingertips.
It's almost like all things are possible if you believe.
Wonder where we heard that before.
So as you invest your time and energy in a relationship, one of two things happens. Either you get fulfillment out of that relationship and it fills you up. Let's explain this with an example. Let's do like an illustration. If you were a cup, if you are a container, a jar, a vessel, whatever you want to use, imagine it being filled up to the top. That is being full.
But I would drown.
Filled. No.
You're not going to drown.
You're not in the cup. You are the cup. You are the vessel.
So I'm the cup.
And the more fulfillment you get out of a relationship, it fills you up. That is what being full and filled literally means. And as you overflow, now you become in a place where you are giving. Now think of it like this. Now you're in a relationship and someone's taking from you instead of giving you the fulfillment you need out of a healthy relationship. It takes until you're empty. Here's where it gets a little bit different. When you get to empty, that's like neutral. That's like being at zero. Now, when someone continues to take from you, now you start to get into a negative state. And now this is where things happen in life and you end up with trauma. Maybe somebody dies. Maybe you're abused sexually or emotionally, mentally.
Ninjas assassinate you.
Ninjas assassinate you. And you end up in this really negative place. Jordan Peterson says you have neurons around your heart, the same as your brain. And that's where trauma is stored. And now as you understand that your body projects energy, it comes from these neurons around your heart. Your heart projects this energy field you have. This is science, folks. This is Jordan Peterson science.
You,
this
can't, isn't you like, can't argue with
this
science.
This isn't like fringe science. Yes. Because it's what, Oni?
Magic!
You project this magic field around you. And we'll get into projection and contraction later, but let's just stick with proficiency and deficiency today. As you're in a healthy relationship and you're full and filled, you overflow with this fulfillment and you begin to give to others.
But I'll drown.
No, you don't drown. You drown others with love.
I'm gonna kill you with kindness.
Yes, killing with kindness. We were kindness murderers.
Oh man, them violent guns, huh?
Would I be a kind pistol? Because pistols are murderers.
I killed Ivar with kindness.
Ivar,
you
mouse.
Definitely killed Ivar.
He killed Ivar with kindness. He killed him with a knuckle sandwich, folks. He didn't kill him with kindness. He's crazy.
Oni, I'm gonna send you to Valhalla.
Come try it, nephew. Come try it.
Come try it.
That guy's an ogre. Yeah, for real, bro. So as people take from you, a good example of this is Ward Cameron. Ward Cameron does a lot of taking from people. And Rafe is a prime example of what's deficient. An incredibly negative state of mind. He's very deficient.
I'm a kitty, baby. He's proactive. Yeah, he's proactive, bro.
I guess, but if proactive means doing negative things and getting negative results, yeah. And the difference between proficiency and deficiency is like the difference between negative Nancy and positive Pete. You got Pete, he shows up every day. He's always happy. He's always in a good mood. Everything always seems to go right.
He's got that stupid grin on his face.
Oh, yeah. If things are going his way, he's got hot sauce. Tapatapatio.
Yeah, he's from Texas. Texas Pete.
I mean, his name is Pete. Yeah, Texas Pete.
Doubt it.
That face says doubt it.
But what's important to understand here is if you aren't in a proficient state as a man, you cannot give fulfillment to other people. So the people around you, you're going to end up taking from, and they're going to end up deficient.
You're a thief!
It's like being
a thief.
You're basically a pogue. You're a pogue of energy.
Oh my gosh, it's missing. What happened to it? It's them dirty pogues. I know they did it. They took the boat. They took the other boat. They took the dinghy off the big boat. They took all the boats. They pretty much are pirates, okay? They're stealing all the boats. If they're not chasing gold and treasure, they're stealing boats. They're pretty much pirates.
They took Topper's girl.
Well, they didn't take her. They converted her.
She turned into a pogue.
They went full convert on Sarah Cameron. They're all communists. Yes, you're one of us. You must contribute to the whole for the common good. I want to talk about something here. Talking about deficient versus proficient. We're kind of giving you the idea of how deficiency and proficiency works and what it means to be full and filled or to be negative. And now here's the thing. Let me throw this out there first before we continue on. When you are in a deficient state, there's no way to quantify that. Because when somebody takes from you and you're just at that neutral, empty place, when you experience trauma and someone taking from you long term, a lot of women could probably relate to this. It's the equivalent of you've been busting your hump all day as a homemaker, taking care of the kids, cleaning the house, getting supper ready. And the dude comes home and
my laundry folded.
Yes. Instead of him saying, babe, how was your day?
You folded that towel wrong.
Oh my Lord. Oh my Lord.
You folded like this.
I feel so ashamed of myself. I used to be the king of this. You can't do it that way. That's wrong. And like, who cares how you fold the towel? Way. Yes, it was all about my way all the time. Nobody likes dictators.
North Korea does.
North Korea does what?
Like dictators.
Boom. They also like McDonald's. I just want to know what Trump said to Kim Jong-un.
There will be no conspiracy theory.
Okay, moving
along. We'll give you McDonald's if you don't hurt us.
So you come home. When she expresses that she's frustrated, tired, and she needs a break, you say, oh, I'm about to sit down and watch football because I work 10 hours today and I'm tired. In that moment when you should be giving because you should be a healthy, proficient dude. And look, if you come home at the end of the day from work and you have no energy left over, you are deficient. When you are proficient, you can work all day. You can come home. You can give all night. And then you wake up and you do it all over again and you don't even bat an eyelash. You're not damn, even tired. Right? Damn. That's the difference. But when you come home and the people that are there have very little left, instead of giving to them, you're taking for yourself. That's when they end up in a state of deficiency.
It'd be different if you came home and you were like, I found this movie I want to watch. You want to watch it with me? I got you. You're giving her time. You're giving her your energy.
Or just giving her a break. You know, if you got kids, if you're in the family life, if you come home, hey, babe, just take 20 minutes to yourself. I got this. I'll finish, you know, getting whatever ready for supper or hey, I'll play with the kids. The dishes. It's a full-time job taking care of a family. You ought to know that as a dad or as a husband. Definitely as a mom, it's like you never get a break. Nobody gets days off as a mom. I don't know why that's not a thing. When I'm president of the world, we're going to make that a national holiday twice a week. JJ Rye for president of the world.
I agree.
I guess.
Yeah, see you on Monday, kids.
Oni and I were talking about this the other day. This is critical. As you work on being a healthy man, this is one of those controversial things that's going to come out of my mouth. Are you ready? There is no such thing as compromise in a healthy relationship.
That's like the mission being compromised. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, like, compromise oh, is compromise. Bad. Compromise it's itself has a negative connotation on the definition of the word. Like,
yeah, compromise means lose-lose.
Thank you, Todd. Yes, it means both people are losing something.
They are settling.
Oni and I were talking about this. He's like, but wait, me and my partner all the time, like we sort things out. We might not agree on it, but then we sort it out. That's not compromise. I said, no, that's coming into agreement. That's what happens in a healthy relationship. Yeah. And the example I gave, say she works from home and you only have enough money for the internet or the gym. All right. Oni needs to go to the gym to be a healthy man to, you know, to exercise and take care of his body. And she's like, but I got to have internet for work. It's not a compromise to say, okay, babe, right now we only got money for one. So let's do internet. That way you can handle your job and you can contribute to the household.
And I work out from home.
Till we adjust the budget the next couple months and we work it out. That's not compromise. Why is it not compromise versus agreement?
Two, bro. Budget is king.
So we started doing yoga, Oni.
So in that moment, he, as a healthy leader and a healthy man, is able to find something where they both can be healthy and achieve what they need to achieve. Now, let's change that a little bit. Let's say it comes down to him not being able to exercise. Let's say he wasn't able to exercise at home. Now, if he gives into that, he's compromising because
that's not possible. Walking is an exercise.
The point is, if he gives up something that takes away from him being healthy and proficient as a man, that's compromise. That's like giving up. And that's bad. That's unhealthy for everybody. The question is, does it bring me down as a man? Does it take away from me being healthy? If the answer is no, it's fine. If the answer is yes, then it's a no, no matter what. Because if I cannot be healthy and proficient as the one bringing fulfillment to the relationship for everybody, we're compromised. Everybody loses. If it does not bring me down or take away from me as a man to be healthy and proficient as a man and a leader, it's fine. Have it. No problem. A boundary is, hey, this is the perimeter I'm setting up for the relationship. If you go outside of that, you're operating outside of the relationship. You've made the choice to leave that relationship. Standards are, these are the things I'm going to put in place and I'm going to make sure are present in the relationship. That's the difference between boundaries and standards. Boundaries are like perimeters, force places page. We don't go. Yeah, I mean, kind of like a force field. But standards are things I'm going to set up in the relationship to make sure it stays healthy. Basic standards, like I got to go to the gym. I got to exercise to take care of my body. I got to eat halfway decent. If you get with somebody that wants to hit the drive-through every day and be unhealthy, well, that's bringing you down and that's making you unhealthy as a man. So that would be like a compromise.
Walk away.
But if they say, hey, I don't want to spend time cooking every day because it wears me out, you say, okay, well, let's come into agreement. You could cook a couple days. I'll cook a couple days. We'll work together. We'll do it like a team, right? And now we're both being healthy.
And communicating.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
So if you're working on a team, you're really asleep. So when I sleep, I'm doing teamwork.
Yes.
I feel like he's lying, Oni.
He is. Is this a conspiracy?
I will expose you for banging on my trash can.
Is that what it is? Oni's like big ogre outside banging on your dumpster, and you're like, who is that? I'm trying to do teamwork right now, and you're disturbing me.
Stop disturbing my teamwork.
Stop disturbing my teamwork. All right, look, I know that's a lot to digest, everybody. So I want you to think about this thought, and then we're going to hit a music break. Let your brain rest for a minute. When you're living in healthy, fulfilling relationships, you can't help but end up in a state of proficiency where things are positive. If you're living in unhealthy relationships, you cannot help but end up in a place of deficiency and negative. And like I said earlier, there's no way to quantify deficiency to say, I can be nice to this person for one day and then they'll be positive and healthy again. It doesn't work like that because everybody's feelings are different. Everybody's trauma is different. Everybody's experienced different things. I just want you to think about that. Take a break. Enjoy some music. Let your brain rest. We'll be right back, folks. Uh-oh.
I don't know. She just texted me. It keeps overflowing. I don't know. I don't know what's overflowing. We're cooking, and I think it's the crock pot. It's either the crock pot, the toilet, or the sink. I have no clue.
Do you need to go check on it?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to run as late. I'm making the journey right now. I feel like I'm in Lord of the Rings, like a dwarf running across
the land. You look like you're from Lord of the Rings.
You do. Yeah. You really do. You really look like you're from Lord of the Rings.
It's a very luxurious beard. I really like your beard.
It is a luxurious beard.
Thank you. I feel like I can fight some orcs right now.
And that's being proficient, because when you're full in field, you can fight orcs.
I feel like I can take orcs out.
You can kill orcs if you're proficient.
We're not telling people to go on killing sprees now.
Don't shake your head at me, Ty.
Kill orcs with a shank in my hands. Don't shake
your
head at me, Ty,
your size.
No, they're not. I'm the biggest. I'm the greatest. I'm the hugest. I'm so huge. So big. The hugest.
I take steroids.
Oni's only 4 foot. Yeah, if you take steroids, you can defeat orcs. Or are the guys who take steroids the orcs?
They're the orcs.
Don't worry, babe. I'm coming to the rescue. I'm here. Gosh, yeah, she's right. It's like everything's happening when we're on here. Oh, my God.
Let's do teamwork.
I don't know what to do either.
Everybody, ooh, you're going to have to scoop some out.
I need a cup.
Look, the crock pot is full and filled. It is fulfilled. It is proficient. You did the crock pot. That's your fault.
I am the one who did it.
I did.
Cindy Lou, I'm going to not go so far this time.
It should be okay.
Hot mic stories.
Welcome back from the break, folks. I hope you're walking. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I hope you're riding in your car, going to your fantastic job, maybe going home to your fantastic family or significant other. We love it when you listen to us on the way to the great things you have going on in your life. Oni, is Cindy Lou Who and Thing One safe? What happened?
Cindy Lou Who and Thing One are safe from the danger of the crock pot.
It was full and filled.
The crock pot was full and filled. Yeah. It was. The dangerous crock pot. Let me ask you a question. Is the crock pot your arch nemesis?
No. Rats are.
Rats are? Oh, you leave Ivar out of this. You leave Ivar out of this.
And jellyfish. I kill jellyfish.
I eat peanut butter and jellyfish sandwiches.
I bounce on jellyfish like Mario bounces on mushrooms.
Goomba.
You look like a Goomba.
I know somebody that looks like that.
I'm more like Bowser. I kidnapped the princess.
You look like Princess Peach.
Todd does with his pink shirt. Luxurious hair flowing today.
You look like a young model.
I am a young model.
You look fabulous.
My hair?
The world.
Yeah. How in my hair, baby, folks?
All right, look, before the break, we were talking about deficiency versus proficiency. We explained what it means to be full and filled. We explained negative versus positive. We also explained you can't really quantify how deficient somebody is because everybody's life is different. Trauma affects you differently. Everybody's emotions are different. Let's talk about quality engagement. Todd, what would you say quality engagement is?
Texting, calling.
Okay. No.
What?
Oni, what would you say quality engagement is?
Headbutting people.
I wouldn't call that quality. I would call that engagement because you engage the enemy.
Violent
that's
engagement.
Obviously the enemy if you're headbutting. So you're saying Ivar was your enemy? Poor Ivar.
He's not been vanquished.
It's not quality engagement if you vanquish whatever you're engaging.
That's kind of the opposite.
Quality engagement is like its own thing. And it's a place you get fulfillment from. In an easy definition, quality engagement is sharing good feelings with somebody. It's making someone feel good about themselves. It's making someone feel desirable.
And I'm sure everyone's experienced it to some capacity before, because some people you just talk to and you walk away feeling much better than when you walked up.
Quality over quantity. You don't want to be around a bunch of people if you're not around the right people.
I want to be around everyone, though.
Ooh, that's one of the cheat codes. Energy exchange. Be around the right people. Avoid the wrong people.
Just because it's a big group don't mean it's always the right people. You might have 20 million people that you think's your friend. But if you got two of them over the top
good energy, bro, that's who you need to chill with, not the other 20 million.
What do you mean my 20 million friends don't actually like me?
So that's like on OBX. You're all at the bonfire. Thousands of people around. They're having a great time. That's like quality engagement, right? Because everybody's there. Energy's up. Everything's going great. Is that quality engagement?
No, because they all started fighting each other. Or all it takes is one person to say something and hurt somebody's feelings. And then there you go. But if you think about it, all the Pogues have the same group of friends
and they share each other's energy.
But everybody else in that show switch friends.
So the Pogues kind of have quality engagement going on. The way they always got each other's back. That's the loyalty. They trust each other. Pogues for life. Poglandia. When it comes down to it, as they share with each other and they have each other's back giving that encouragement, that's kind of how quality engagement works. Like you're investing in other people.
All the kooks were mad at the Pogues. That's why everybody else hates on the Pogues and was trying to beat them up and being mean to them all the time because they were jealous of what they had.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have that, bro. So if you have haters, then you know you're doing it right.
Where's Cat Williams?
Because why would they hate? Hate's part of jealousy.
I love my haters.
Hate, you're doing it right if you have haters. People hating on you, you're doing something right. Hate's part of jealousy.
It is jealousy. It's like envy, jealousy, hating on somebody. That's all the same thing. That's part of like being deficient. We're talking about deficient versus proficient. So if somebody's missing all that good fulfillment, they're going to experience negative feelings and they're going to be in a negative state. And that's where you get that hateful jealousy, and hating on people.
They go to express it because they want the right thing.
God, if you need a vacation, you can come stay at the end of my driveway. I have a blue dumpster. And it's on wheels, so it's mobile.
Your blue house is so wonderful. It's got wheels. It's mobile.
I like my dumpsters green. I'm sorry.
Mobile dumpster.
Why are you making that face?
Why are you staring at me like that?
In contempt.
You look smug.
With your dwarf beard.
This is just always my face, bro.
If that's always your face, I would trade it in for a new one.
I like this face.
It's ROF. Rest and Oni face. Everybody is created to want and be attracted to the right thing. Here's the thing. Let's talk about this for a second. What are women really attracted to? Mainstream says they're attracted to resources or the ability to obtain resources. You think that's true, Oni? Are women attracted to money and stuff and things? If you're rich and good looking and you're a Chad, you get all the ladies.
Yeah, bro, think about it. Oh, he can pay my bills to take care of me. I'm so attracted to him. He gave me one like on Facebook.
One like. I mean, if one likes it, boy, I'm about to like 57 of them right now. I'm going to make Facebook and
70-12. I will become Facebook.
I'm coming for you, Lady Swans. You better watch out.
You better watch out, Zuckerberg.
Ty, what do you think? You think that's what women are really after? They really want resources? Like they talk hypergamy, which is a woman's desire to kind of marry up or marry into a higher class system. She's going to pursue the dude that can provide for her better. You think that's what women are really after?
Yeah.
I don't think it makes sense. So
if I could give a girl a sexy BMW, a big fancy house, I could be good looking and work out. I could be a total dictator and a jerk, and she's going to stay with me forever no matter what.
Right.
Yes.
I want a man that's 6 foot tall, makes six figures, and he got a body like Hercules.
Calm down, Billy Bob.
Hey, you just described me, Oni. Thank you. I'm Fabulous. I make six figures, I'm 6 feet tall, and I've got a six pack. So that counts, even if it's Budweiser. Why are you shaking your head, Todd? My six-pack could be Budweiser. I bought it fair and square for $5.99. So what is quality engagement, really? It's giving versus taking. As you give good energy, you exchange it with people. If women are an amplifier, you give positive to them, they amplify positive back to you, and you get more in return. If it's a guy and a guy, it's like you share energy and you kind of build each other up across the board. It's not really amplifying, but you build each other up. As I give you encouragement, you give me encouragement. We've heard this before. A friend sharpens friend as iron sharpens iron.
That's how the foundations of the relationship work, and you see it in real life actually happening and what's really going on with it. And we're going to get in later to emotions, kind of like the evidence of what's going on. People want to talk, they got this new term out
bunch
now.
Bunch of rape.
Emotional intelligence.
That sounds like a bunch of rape.
Yeah, pretty much. Women are not attracted to resources. Resources are the evidence of energy at work. Women are attracted to energy. Why? Because energy is how you get fulfillment.
Fulfill?
It's like it was created a certain way for you to be attracted to the things that give you fulfillment.
This evening, there's been a breakthrough.
Holy moly. That's insane. So we'll get deeper into emotions later and why that's relevant. But for right now, we want you to understand people aren't attracted to resources. They aren't attracted to stuff. Stuff is the evidence of good, healthy energy, proficiency, the good things going on.
Hold up. Example. Look what Sarah did. She left Copper for John B. And he ain't got nothing.
That's right. John B is a pogue. He ain't got nothing, bro. He ain't even got no dad. He lives like a hobo in his house with his buddies.
Yeah, he lives in like a bungalow.
I don't even think he's got a job. I've never even seen the dude work. He's like,
nah, he does not.
He don't even like go out to surf. He just talks about surfing a lot.
Carefree guy.
Topper's grandpa is the judge, bro. Topper is world class super status of the island. He is the top dog.
He's that guy, obviously.
But what happens? He's in super simp mode. But what's John B got? John B's got the healthy energy. He's got the good vibe.
Quality engagement with his peers.
He built the foundations with Sarah, bro. They got the foundations. We seen it. She drove
living
on a boat
nature,
with him.
He's risky. He don't care.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Free loving.
He's a pogue.
They in the barrel.
But if you think about it, Topper really is kind of deficient. He's kind of in a negative state, and John B's proficient because John B's on the right stuff. He's on the healthy stuff. He's out for the good fulfillment in life, chasing his purpose. And that's kind of where you see it. That's really what women are attracted to. They're not attracted to money. Some of them are. Gold diggers are a thing. We've talked about that. That's a thing. That's not what it really boils down to.
I ain't saying she's a gold digger. If she ain't messing with no broke, never mind.
You can't say that. All right, so look, we can kind of boil it down to this. At the end of the day, women are going to be attracted to a man who has healthy energy and has the ability to give. And how does he display that? He displays it through quality engagement. Women want what other women want. It's called natural preselection. When they see other women around a guy, they automatically assume, even if it's subconsciously, that he's got good energy. He's giving. He's not taking. The dating coaches, they talk about this, not coming from a place of neediness, not looking desperate.
Get out that quicksand, Topper.
Emotional quicksand. So when you display neediness, they're going to believe you're out to take. You're displaying a propensity to take. It's almost like you're displaying deficiency, a negative state. But when you're able to display proficiency, now you have lots to give. You're giving to people. You see this through quality engagement. As you are truly building the foundations, as you're putting on display, you're a foundation builder. We have a term for that. When a man puts his husbandly qualities on display, his ability to give, his ability to be proficient, or when a woman puts her wifely qualities on display, we call that covenant capacity. And when people see covenant capacity, when they see quality engagement going on, they're attracted to that. Guys and girls, we're built for it. We're built a certain way to be attracted to these things. All right, look, we're going to get deeper into some of this stuff next episode. We're going to talk about integrity. We'll get into the depths of this a little bit. I know we went kind of deep today. This is deeper under the surface. We're diving down a little bit. We're finding the sea urchins and the conch shells. We're finding the good stuff.
Sea cucumber.
But listen, we're going Mariana Trench deep, folks. We got a long ways to go. We're going all the way to the depths.
I'm coming for Godzilla.
I'm gonna
chop his tail off and fry him up.
Stay tuned for What's Hotter, What's Notter. Enjoy the music break. So I keep pushing through the pain, yeah. That's the only way to make a change, yeah. I've had enough. I'm making my own luck. Adrenaline, my drug. I'm sick of feeling stuck. I got this.
We'll not quit to the top, I promise. Welcome back from the break, everybody. We're here with What's Hotter and What's Not. And I'm going to tell you something. Makeup versus beard. It's about to get deep.
Ooh.
Isn't the ain't the beard like makeup for a guy though? Or like facial
people,
hair?
That's what people say. It's like hiding your face. Makeup hides your face.
Hey, bro.
Face covering?
Hey, bro. Don't mess with my beard.
What's nodder for the makeup?
Off, I'm going to tell you what's nodder. Look, girl, just because you put all that stuff on your face and look like Dumbo the Clown, don't mean that you hot, girl.
Who is Dumbo the Clown?
I know you covered something up. I know you covered something up.
I thought Dumbo was the elephant.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I thought it's Bozo the Clown.
Yeah, Bozo, my bad.
Did you just call women elephants if they wear too much makeup?
Big ears? Come on now.
You're trying to be like Bozo the Clown over there with all that makeup on, bro. Like, we know you're not covering nothing up. I see through it. I got x-ray vision like Superman.
I mean, yeah, I've seen some crazy faces of makeup. Heavy contour. They'll completely reconstruct the way
yeah,
their face looks.
I don't like the contour.
Bro, it looks...
And, like, I'll have chicks show me a picture of them, like, all dolled up with the contoured makeup and the fake hair and lashes and all that. It doesn't look anything like them.
Bro, take and them that... eyelashes off.
Yes.
Yes. You couldn't have said it better, Oni.
Fake eyelashes are hideous. I don't care who you are, why you are. The ones that you get put on by somebody, like individually, not the glue on ones, those look okay sometimes. I will say that. If I have to question whether or not they're real.
The one you bought from the Dollar Tree ain't helping you, honey.
It is more attractive for you to have no eyelashes than fake eyelashes. I don't know who made them popular. I don't know where they came from. We've heard stories that they're like a prostitution thing. We know what the backstory is on them, so that's terrible in itself. I don't know who said they're attractive. They're not. There is never one time I've ever seen a girl with fake eyelashes, even the nice ones that you get put on, and I thought, ooh, she's so sexy.
I see you with all that. I already know you're deficient. If you got to put all that on to hide something.
Makeup that highlights features that are already there.
Yeah, a little bit of makeup does look good.
Eyeliner.
I like eyeliner.
I like eyeliner, but I like mascara.
Mascara's on the eyelashes, right?
Yes.
Well, you have to have eyelashes. If you don't have eyelashes, you got to buy them and then you put the mascara.
Yeah, don't put them on it.
And I kind of have a rule. Like, on a first date, we're going swimming. And if you jump in the water and you come out and you're a different person, it's over for me. Bro, I'm sorry. You got way too much makeup. If your fake lashes wash down the river,
yeah,
no.
We ain't trying to catch no catfish.
No, we're not catching no catfish. I don't even like fishing, bro. Now, let's be specific about what's hotter. What's hotter is a woman highlighting her features. Brushing your hair, fixing your hair, putting a little bit of makeup on to highlight the features of your face. This is hotter.
Before we go anywhere, just think about the word makeup, make believe, make up. I'm going to make up something. You know what I mean? Just think about it.
There's been a breakthrough.
Yes, been a breakthrough. That is 100% valid, Oni. All right, look, we've harped on the girls for a minute. Let's harp on the guys. Let's get into this beard thing.
Take that, man. Okay, look, bro, if you got patches and you running around here looking like a dog with manes, you got a problem, bro. You need to get that off.
Get that raccoon off your face.
It's not attractive.
You're making this look bad.
Yeah, if your beard's not full, don't grow a beard. Trim it up. Do a nice goatee or trim up some nice sideburns, some chops.
Don't do the pedo stash neither, bro.
Pedo stash is a loss.
That is a loss for anybody. Now, I will say, a very small handful of people that pull off the mullet and they pull off the thin mustache and it looks good. And I can count on one hand how many people I've seen that look good.
It's like three people, guys.
Yeah, Morgan Whalen's one of them. But he's rich and nobody cares, right?
Right, he can do whatever he wants.
But I have seen a couple guys in real life that they got a mullet or they got the little stash. Cleo Vaughn pulls it off.
Yeah,
he rocks it. He rocks
Theo,
it.
Not Cleo.
Theo?
Yeah, Theo Vaughn.
Cleo, but
yeah,
I like
Theo
Cleo.
Vaughn.
Cleo's one of my favorite characters on OBX. She goes hard, bro.
She does.
She's a hot chick. You don't ever see her with fake eyelashes. You don't ever see her with too much makeup
on.
Gotcha. No, yeah, she all about cutting a fool. She is dangerous, boy. She always got that.
She better cut off that beard.
Yeah! Oh, yeah, the Poglandia! And look, and if you got a healthy full beard, take care of it, right? Because we talked about this before. Invest in just a little bit in yourself, a little bit of investment in your appearance. So what, like comb your beard? Oni, what you do with your beard? You
mine
put beard oil?
Bro, mine's natural, bro.
You don't put no oil in?
Your beard don't take steroids?
Every now and then, if I'm going out, I put a little beard oil on it. But I really don't do nothing with mine, for real.
But you keep it clean and you take care of it.
Yeah. I'll wash it. I got like beard shampoo, but that's it.
Because I've seen guys that have a nice full beard, but it's got like crusty stuff in it from last Tuesday's spaghetti night.
Is that a meatball?
It's like a whole meatball in that thing, bro. Is that Ivar? Did Ivar just put this in?
If I do brush it,
If I do brush it, I do like 2 strokes, bro.
Oh, 2 pumped up.
Sorry.
Don't talk about my beard, bro. This is power. This is my power right here. Look at that.
Like Samson.
It's the only hair he can grow.
It's the only hair I can grow.
It counts, though. It's luxurious. Oh, poor Cindy Lou Who.
You have a beautiful beard.
The ladies love it. It's taken care of.
I get tons of compliments, bro.
But this is something I want to bring up. We need a term for this. When you're covering up who you are, when you're changing the color of your hair, putting on tons of makeup, you're growing a scraggly beard, not taking care of it. It's like
you want to be the master of disguise.
It's like you're trying to cover up who you are. And that's a sign of deficiency. That means you're not okay with who you are.
You hide.
But when you take care of yourself and you put it on display, or you highlight the aspects you already have, or you're okay being without makeup and fake lashes and all these things, that's a sign of proficiency. We call that comfortability in your own skin. It's like the opposite of shame. So when you live a healthy life and you're not ashamed of how you live your life, you're glad to put it on display. You're comfortable with who you are. So that's just a thought. We're going to come up with a good term for that.
Boys, keep them beards full.
But I think that's all for this episode.
Yeah. Take us out. Make sure you tune in next time, folks. We got more good stuff coming up. We're going to talk about integrity. Integrity's a big one. We're going to talk about body count.
Oh, no.
There will be no conspiracy theory.
Bro. Look,
for some people, that body count is a conspiracy theory.
Allegedly. Whoa. What body count are we talking about? Got 2 different body
counts. Not kills.
Now I'm disappointed.
Allegedly.
All right, guys. We love you. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Free Podcast.
We love you, Swans. You're beautiful. You're amazing. Be beautiful. Invest in yourself.
Ivar.
Yes, Barry Ivar. Invest in yourself. Invest in your mental health. Invest in your personal appearance. Take care of yourself. Be proficient. Find that fulfillment. We love you. Say bye, Oni.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Y'all come back now. You're here.